Dirty Little Promise, Forbidden Desires, Book 2, written by Kendall Ryan, narrated by Megan Tusing and Zachary Weber.
About the book. Conflicted by the depth of her feelings for bad boy Gavin Kingsley, lonely librarian Emma Bell knows he's all wrong for her. Yet the heart wants what it wants. But if she gives in to his dark, erotic desires, will she lose herself completely? Passion, drama, and suspense combine in the highly anticipated conclusion to Gavin and Emma's love affair. This is Book 2 in the intoxicating Forbidden Desires series. Written in the same vein as Kendall Ryan's New York Times best-selling and much-loved international phenomenon, Filthy Beautiful Lies, Dirty Little Promise is Book 2 of an erotic new series.
Chapter 1. Gavin.
Son of a bitch.
I slammed down the phone and squeezed my eyes closed with a sigh. A second girl had called out of work tonight, and there was nothing I could do except grin and bear it. After all, it wasn't like I could fill in as the sexy arm candy for some wealthy CEO looking for a date. Truthfully, I knew it shouldn't upset me so much. In fact, it normally wouldn't. But between girls flaking out on their duties and Cooper not showing up for work today, I was nearly at my wit's end. And then there was Emma. Sexy, gorgeous Emma, who was supposed to fly with me tonight to Florida for a weekend golf outing. Except, of course, she hadn't answered my calls for nearly a week. A fucking week. I'd been slammed at work, and maybe she'd been busy too, but this was ridiculous. Emma was unlike anyone else I'd ever met. If there was one person who wasn't afraid to do what she wanted, regardless of the consequences, it was my sexy little librarian. That still didn't explain what had happened to make her run in the opposite direction. We'd shared some hot nights together and one amazing afternoon in the library where she worked. It had all been going so well. Felt so right. I'd even opened up to her a little and told her about my past. Then, just like that, poof. She was gone, ghosting me for some unknown reason. Slowly, I pulled my hand into a fist, cracking each of my knuckles until they let out a vaguely satisfying little pop. Then I let out a long sigh. I could try calling her again. It would be the third time today. A desperate move that wasn't like me. But I had to know if she was coming with me tonight as promised. I was thinking over my options as a gentle knock sounded on my door. "Come in," I muttered, a little more gruffly than I'd intended. Our hiring manager...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?